Here is a table of branch instructions. There are additional branch instructions used for subroutine linkage that have been omitted. Some instructions assume 32-bit 2's complement data. Others assume 32-bit unsigned data. Some instructions don't assume any data format. The first operand, S, must be a register. The second operand, T, may be a register or an immediate operand. The extended assembler will generate the correct sequence of basic instructions depending on which of these operands you choose. The label designates an address that can be reached by adding a 16-bit sign extended integer to the program counter. This means that it must be within roughly plus or minus 32K from the current instruction. Some of the pseudo instructions use the assembler temporary register, register AT, otherwise known as register 1, in one or two of the instructions that they are expanded into.